We are on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. Still have a few Taisvus on the previous sugya. Mishum Seide de Lakuches. We had two Lashaynes in Rove. Rove held Mikan Olahaba Unifsal. At the Eidem Anifsal, Mishas Azome, and all the Eidis that they had said from the Mishas HaGodes Eidusam to the Shas Hazome, so it's kosher. So the first Mahalach in Rava was because Mikan Olahaba Unifsal, it is a Chiddush that we believe the second Kat. Is ein loch boyelo chidushoi mishalchid mishalch chidush ve'eilach. So I only believe the second cut to pass them mishas hazome. But till then they have a din of kosher eid. The second loshen said that be'emison rove is also meide l'mafreyu hunifsal. And really, they should be posel mishas hagodosom, but we're machshir the edus till the shas hazome als pseide the lekuches. The lekuches were unaware that these are posel edim, and they can have seidim. Is memele? That is why we were machshir the edus till the shas hazome. The Taisvis Yesh Meforshim, the Hod Chayshinon, Lepseida de Lakuches, Hainu Davke, Eiche de Ike Eidi Mesire, the Yodi Shashtar Emes. So Taisvis is saying, Taisvis is mentioning a very delicate point. That means, how could we rely on these Eidim, Pseida de Lakuches? So we are assuming that there really was a Mekach, and the Lekeach did not know that this is Apostle Eid, so we said, in order he shouldn't have upset him, we said that the Eid is kosher. Well, that is only after we know that it was Taket really happened, and now, so we have to be concerned over the hefsid that the lekeach will get if he was unaware that these eidim were posel. But Kan Shaila ben, who says bechlau that that's what these eidim are saying is true? Lemaise, they were nifsal meikar adin mishas hagodoso. So why should I accept their edus? And I'm assuming that the lekeach there really was a mekach, and I want to be mafsid the lekeach from a hefsid since he was unaware there were posel edim. Can't show you lebem, maybe the other, maybe there never was a Mekach. Maybe this whole shtar is a shtar that's saying that there was a Mekach. It's made through Edom Rishoim. The attacker was never a Mekach. So how could we rely on these Edom? So this Yesh Meforshim took care of this problem. They took care of the problem. They're speaking about the shtar that the Lekeach has, there's Eidim Mesira on the shtar. So that, what this is an authentic shtar, so I don't need these Eidim to be made. I have Eidim Mesira on the shtar. So Kan Shaila Ben, so if you have Eidim Mesira on the shtar, so why do you need a takone to tell us that the Dalz Shum Seidel Lekuches we machshe the Eidech Sime, who are these Eidim Zaymim? I mean, why do you have to be machshe them? Why do you have to make a takon? I have Eidim Mesire. So the in Chedusha Er Sameach, he says Pshat in Tosfos, that is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Gemara in Gittin, that a shtar that was nimshtza lifnei kosher eidim mesire, but there were posel eidim chsumim alo, so it's posel als mezuyif mitoichai. Since we have posel eidim on the shtar, so chazal posel the shtar, which is absurd rabbono. So the Sameach wants to say, so that is pshat and toisvis. Pshat and toisvis is that since this whole psul of mezuyif mitoich is only at the rabbonadike psul. It's only at the rabbonadike psul. So on this, the rabbonadike psul, they said, we don't give them a din of eidim psulim to pass on the shtar. Heimamru veheimamru. Afilu, the mamish eidim psulim, it's also a kosher shtar minatez. It's only a posul shtar min the rabbonah. So we said, Mishum Seyde, the Lekuch is, we said that the shtar doesn't become posel. The Einire, but Tosfos does not like this term. Dimkein, Ike Bina Yutube. The Gemara is searching for Nafkeminis between the first Malach and the second Malach. Heichet the Ein Eidim. If there won't be Eidim Mesire. Now, if there won't be Eidim Mesire, so now let us make a cheshbon. So according to the Tam of Beretz HaChidush, so the kosher Eidim. According to the Tam that you say Lamafreyo Goive, but they only the only kasha the eidim alt takone, so come out if there's no eidim mesire, so be posel. So we have a posha to nafkamine. If we hold that the whole takone of seder the lekuches is only applicable when there's eidim mesire, so when there's not eidim mesire, so according to tam of seder the lekuches, the eidim, the shtar will be posel, and according to the Tam of Chiddush, the shtar will be kosher. So therefore, Tosfos is chaylik. But lemaisa, we have to understand Takeh. I mean, Tosfos is a ray from the Gemara, but what is Takeh pshat in this takone? What is pshat in this takone? We rely on these eidim, even though they're posel eidim. Als Pseidah de Lekuches, who told you that they're saying the truth and you want to be Matzel de Lekuches? Maybe they're not saying the truth and there's a Hefsid of the Meicha. It's very difficult to understand Pshat and Tosfos. Tasidu beitrei bechad utrei bechad. The Gemara said, I'll tell you a case where there's not a Chiddush, that if it wasn't two Eidim Zoymimim Keneged two other Eidim, it was two against one and two against one. So Mamela, then it's no Chiddush. So then, according to Rove, we will say Lamafreya Hunifsal. Mashme, Zaktoisvis Lafi Sheyesh Shnei Mazimim Al Kolechad Vechod. Since there are two Mezimim Al Kolechad Vechod, they have a Chiddush, it's not a Chiddush, it's two Eidim against one Eid. Veteime Ma Bekach, Zaktoisvis Esks Amir de Kekashe. What is the Maila you have two Eidim Keneged? Kol echad ve'echad, haretrei kemeye. But the two Eidim who are saying Eidis, each one is saying, they're saying, we were together. So you have two Eidim saying that we saw the salvo. Now, that's Reuven v'Shimon. Reuven v'Shimon say we saw the alvo. So you have two Eidim say we saw the alvo. Now Levi Yehuda in saying that Reuben was with them in Florida, Yisach and Zvulun is saying that Shimon was with them in California. Fine. But you have two Adam that say we were in New York and we saw the Halva. So Mamela say so you're four against two. So why isn't it a Chiddush? Why isn't it, you have the same Chiddush, the two Adam are saying they saw the Halva in New York. So you have two which are Makrish four. So we have a klal trei kemeyer. V'nira leforish tasidu beitrei bechad. The Gemara is talking about another case in Gansen. Kigoyin she'ein hanizoymim misayeya echad lechaveri. She'ein echad yidei klum be'eidusoy shel chaveri. We're speaking about that Trei bechad, it means that each chad is saying an edus miyuchedes. He is completely unaware that there's another ed that is also saying this edus. So each one is only one ed. There's no siyua from the other ed on him. Now, Taisva says two hechetimtzes how this could be possible. Shero echod mechaloinze, the echod mechaloinze, that means that they saw the halvo. So Reuben was looking out of one window and he saw the halvo. Shimon was looking out a different window, he saw the halvo. Reuben did not see Shimon, Shimon did not see Reuben. And now they're coming to say, hey, this, they're saying this, hey, this mechedes. So Reuben is saying, I saw the halvo in New York. So to Adim say, and Shuldik, you were in Florida then. And Shimon is aware of Reuven's Adis. Shimon was by a different Chaloim, and he said that he saw the Adis in New York, so I have again to Adim connected him. So Mele, it's Taka Trei connected Chat in the two Adis. One is not Messiah, the other. They're not saying we saw together, because each one is looking out of the chaloin did not see the other eight. So memela see only see if taket trei keneged chad. Oy bo heido acher heido. Or Taisu says a second case that each one, which is bemes and amir dike chiddush, that each one heard a heido from the loive. That means as follows. Reuben comes to Bezin and says, Eidis, that the Loive said, Rosh Chodesh Nissen, he borrowed $100 from the Malve. He borrowed $100 from the Malve. This is Reuben tells, I heard this from Reuben. He said he borrowed, he told me this, Rosh Chodesh Nissen, he borrowed $100 from the Malve, which wasn't in Rosh Chodesh. Shimon hears from the Loive. The Loive comes over to him in Iyer and says, I borrowed $100 from the Malve in Iyer, which is a separate halvo. There's a Haido on two different halvois. So, between you and me, if we will believe both of them, you should pay him $200, because there are two halvois. We can't believe. We can't say he's high of $200 because I only have an Eidechad on each $100. It can't be high of $200. So even though on each Maisa Halvo I only have one Eid, but on Achiv Tashlumim I have two Eid. That means I hear from the first Eid, I hear from Reuben, he owes them $100. Why? Because he borrowed in this and $100. I hear from Shimon that I heard from him, he owes $100 because he borrowed near $100. The reason, the Siba, the different Sibas, but Al Kaponim, each Eid is saying, there are different Sibas, Shalchi, but each one is saying he owes them $100. Whatever the Sibis yos manjatals. So I have two Eidim which are Mayid that he owes him $100, whatever the Sibis might be. So Memele, So, but each one is not Messiah, the other one's Eidus, because the Reuven's Eidus is built on a halvor that was Nissen, and Shimon's Eidus is built on a halvor that was an Iyo. So, in the Maise, how the halvor was, none of them are Messiah, the other. The Hazom is in the Maise. How could you say you heard from Reuven in New York? He was made to you. You were in Florida then. The Hazom is in the Maise. The Tzirif is in the Din that I gather from the two idiots. So weiter, so in the Maise, taket reiken egetchat. So Taisvis, fine. So that's the case. So now we have a case, taket reiken egetchat. Now, the Rehitis Loshen Agmore would seem to be saying, Basidu Bei Trei Lechad U Trei Lechad. That means there were two Eidim that were Mazim, one Eid, and two other Eidim that were Mazim, the other Eid. So Taisha says you don't have to say that. The Eilu Shnayim Mazimi Meshnayim, we could say the same two are Mazim each one. Shekach Shovim Eilu Kamayachem. What's the difference? The Kunst over here is you have two against one. How Tesis made this story. So I can have, it's no difference if you have two, you have different two, you have the same two. Shekach Shovim Eilu Kamayachem. That is only a chad that's being nizen through trei, but you don't really need it to be two different treis. The same trei can be mazim both. Inami de poslinu begazlonusa. The Gemara says another case that Rava will be Moidel and Mafreyun, if so, he passed the Gazlonus. Vahod Amrinen Bepeirik Zaboyre, Da hi Matone da Bachsimi Alei Trei Gazlon. There was a Matone that two Gazlonim were Gehas. Sova Rav Pope Bashmu Lachshure. So Rav Pope wanted to be marshal. Rav Pope wanted to be marshal this star. Mishum doloi doholoi achrizne alayu. Because there was no hachroze. That means even though Bezdin found out that these Eidim were Gazlonim, but they were not machres that apostolates. Umasik in the Gemara Firzois, the Gazlon the Eraisa Leiboy Hachose, that the apostolates without Hachose. So the Gemara says the apostle Laidus with Arachose. So Taisa is a problem. So what's with Pseida de Lekuches? Ain't a Hanami als Psul Aidus, a Gazon de Reise, is Apostle Laidus, a fellow with Arachose. But if there was no Achose, so then they were unaware that they're Apostle Laidim. So if they're unaware they were Apostle Laidim, so, we will fulfill on the time of Rove, as Pseidid Lekuchas, we have to be Marsha, even though the Apostle Eidim. V'loi chashinin le Pseidid de Mekabel Matone. Afogav de Pseidid Lekuchas, Slavdavke, Pseidid Lekuchas, because Elokech gave money, do the Nyeshloch, so Pseidid Mekabel Matone. So Lechayre, so Taisa says, so what's with the Pseid of the Mekabel Matone? So Taisa says, Mikol Mokem Pasline Lahu Matone will passel this Matone, the Mairi Shekvar Heidu Aleim Bebezden Kaidem Shechosmu Bishtamaton. It's speaking about they were made at their Gazlonim. All that Rava said was Chayish Pseidah the Lekuches, if you mazim them in Iyo, so between Nisin and Iyo, no one knows that they were postulated. So we have to make a takone that if they chasmed on the shtar is a good shtar. But the minute after you said Eidus, forget about Achozes. There's no, as long as there was Eidus in Besdin, that this person is a Gazlon, or these two Eidim are Gazlon, that's enough. Then there's no takon anymore. Just like Beitim Zoymim, maybe there's Achozes. As long as there was Eidus in Besdin, now we said, so Al Kaponim, if a person could find out if the apostle ate this or not, so if he didn't find out, that's his hard luck. The whole takona was before there was Eidus and Bezdin. The Meir Shekva Yidu Aleim BeBezdin Kaidim Shechosmo B'Shtar Matone. Or we could say a second shot, could be the Shtar Matone, the date on the Shtar Matone was before they said Eidus that they were Gazlonim, but Loinire Sahi Shtar Matone Ad Acha Shenoide Psulim BeBezdin, but this Shtar that says, let's say they said Eidus they were Gazlonim or Ishchayde Shio, the Shtar was written Chofei Nissen, Afal Pikein, the Shtar was not circulating till after Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So Memele, so then there's no Takante of Seita de Lekuches, because we could say Afal Gav this man a Koidim, Yeshloche Shem Igdimu ki de Frishes Leel. We could be Chayish Shem Igdimu ki de Frishes Leel. Umiyu, ahu uv de perik zeboira. Now, this means a gemara in perik zeboira. I was a murder kemaise. There were two edim that said edis and bachome he killed someone. Fine. So it was bitter. So the reish galusa wanted, even though there's no Mrs. Bezen, the reish galusa wanted to blind him. So, and these two Eidim, there was two Eidim came, and Chad Oma Kamadi Digonav, and one of these Eidim said, I saw how one of these Eidim Ganved Chushlo, and another Eid was Meir that he saw he Ganved something else. So Memele, so the Gemara seems to say over there that we will not kill Bachomet. That means like this. The story was two Eidim came to Bezen Rosh Chodesh Nissen and said Bachomet killed someone Rosh Chodesh Nissen. Later, Bachomet brought two Eidim that says that that these two Eidim were Ganovim. They saw them make a Maisa Gneida. But we first found about this in Rosh Chodesh Iyar. They said, could be they said they stole before Rosh Chodesh Nissan. But Al Kaponim, we first found out about it in Rosh Chodesh Iyar. And we have here Rava says that if Eidis, you were unaware of their psul, so stakanta de lekuches de kosher eidus. So Tosfos has a kasha. So Einach Hanami Bezdin finds out now that these eidim are ganovim, they stole before they said eidus. But we have here the takon of Rove. So Tosfos says l'dini nefoshes pshitis yesh l'poiso l'mafreya. We're speaking about dini nefoshes. And I know that they were Ganovim from before Rosh Chodesh Nissen. So here there's no takone to say, well, we'll kill the Ritzayach because we alta takone. If I, the whole takone was Pseida de Lekuches, Chmeis, Hefke Bezen. But if Lemaise, we won't kill someone als Takone, if the Taka Possel Eidus before, I found that. That's what Tosfos says. That by Dine Nefosh, Dine Nefosh is Pshite Sheyesh Lepoisloi Lemafreya. That if he was possible before, I will not paskin din. I will not paskin din in the foshes because of a takone. If he was taka pos, the Chazal never made a takone to kill someone with possible aidim. Bavi motzi lemeime ike binayu linyin din in the foshes. Could be this, the Gemara could have said is a nafkemine linyan dinin nefoshes. But if you hold mikano lahaba hunifsal, so the dinin nefoshes that they said edis on before is good edis. If you hold al stakone, but lamafreya nifsal, so won't help. Or lesser isha labaila, or but lesser isha labaila, which you need to aid him. So if you're the mafrei and ifsel, the zichabon binemon, the linyin gittin, the kedushin, the edis achoydish. The letaim of the chiddish, ain't la poislam la mafrei, and they'll be good. The time of the besaided la kuch is psulin la mafrei, la choleilu. Yet it a kepostel, al de dochi, klashkuchi, dike benayu, linyin mom. Zog the gemore weiter. Tanan, we learned in our Mishneh, Gonav al Pishnayim, Vitovach umochar al Piyem, Vnimtso Zaymimim, and now we found that there's Zaymimim, we're mazim them, Mishalmin es hakel. So now these Eidim, who were Meyed and Gneve and Tviche, were paid Dalad Vey. So the Gemara says, now let's try to figure out the case. My love, she'idu ala gneve. First they said, Eidis gonav. Then that they said Sunday. B'chozru ve'idu ala tviche. Monday they come to Bezlin and they say it was tabach. V'huzmu ala gneve. Then we're mazim them on the gneve. That means Tuesday we're mazim them on the gneide. V'chozru v'huzmu ala tviche. And then Wednesday we're mazim them on the tviche. Right? And that the Mishnah says that they pay dalad bay. V'sal kedai tach lemafreyo hu nifsal. If we say, according to Abaye, lemafreyo hu nifsal hanim. Even the itzimulohu agneivim, since we were mazim them on the gneive, that means Tuesday we were mazim them. They said Sunday, they said imono ayisem on the gneive. No, they said gneive on Sunday, and Tuesday we were mazim them on the edus of gneive. So according to Abaye, Igoli Milsala Mafreya, so they became Posel Eidus from the Eidus of Sunday. So when they said Monday, the Chi Asadu Atviche, when they said Eidus Monday, they were Posel Eidim already. Psulamave, so Amay Mishal Min Atviche, so why did they pay Bechlal on the Tviche? They were Posel Eidim. They were Rishoim Sunday. Because we're mazim them Tuesday and the God of Sunday. So when they said Eidus Monday, they were Apostle Eidus. Apostle Eidus, no, there's no Einish Hazoma and Apostle Eidus. Omri hochemai iskinen ken shohuzmu ala tviche tchila. No, it's talking about that Tuesday they were mazim them on the tviche. Fine. So mazim them on the tviche. And then Wednesday, they were mazim them on the gneiv. But when I was mazim them on the tviche, they were kosher eidim, pakelpa. There was no eidis on the gneiv. Fragt the Gemara, beautiful. So when Tuesday, they were mazim them on the tviche, so they were then kosher eidim, because I wasn't mazim them on the tviche. And they then kosher eidim, because I wasn't mazim them as yet on the gneiv. Aber omri soib soib ki hodri mitzime agneve. But what happened? Wednesday we mazim them on the gneiv. Igolim milse. So now I see clearly the chi asadu atviche. When they said eidis on the tviche, psulamade. But if you hold them afreyo nifsal, so whenever you mazim them on the gneiv, they were mazim them on the gneiv, so then they become posel lemafreya from the shas gneiv. So achein noida hadovo, that when they said eidis on the tviche, they were posel eidis. There's no din azom on a posel eid. Is amay mishal mi atviche, so why do you pay on tviche? Bishloim eloi trofe, that says mikan alabo nifsal's gewaldig. So they first became nifsal on Tuesday and Wednesday, and they said Eidus on Sunday and Monday, Shalom al Yisrael. But according to Abaye, that Selam Afreyu Nifsal, so comes out that they were Eidim, they were Nifsal and Eidus from Sunday. So how could you be Mechayv them on the Tviche? The Hilche says, so the Gemara says, the Teretz is, Sheheidu Bepas Achas. It's speaking about that they said Eidus bebas achas. That means the case is speaking about that Sunday the Eidim came and said Gona v'tovach. They said Gona v'tovach. You see, Teich they said Gona v'tovach. And then there's no problem. Let us see Rashi. If you amazem them first on the gneve, psulam have the ain eidus on eidus. So the eidus they said Monday on the tviche is not eidus. Amay mishalmi al tviche. So the Gemara said they were first mazem on the tviche. Fragt the Gemara fine, but ki odre mitze mi agneve. That they were psulim from the gneiva, so they were post ladies pishas tvich. Hachi garsinon vehilchese sheidu bebas achas vehuzmu. V'loy garsinon v'huzmu bebas achas. We're not kairis v'huzmu bebas achas. The kivin the heidu bebas achas. Since when they said eidus bebas achas, leko lemeimel v'shas eidus tviche psulem habu. You cannot say that they were psulim when they said the eidus tviche. Vafilu I amrinin lemafreya nifsal. Why? The teich yedei dibur have it. Because the eidus tviche was teich kedei dibur of the eidus gneve. So we have to understand what Rashi is saying. There's a raivet on this Gemara, and that's the Gemara Rashi learned like the raivet. And Rashi in the raivet, I'll say over the lashon of the raivet. Kiven she'idu ala keil bebasachas. Since they said, gonav v'tovach, toich kedei dibol is chaylo alayu Hazome akula milse. So the Hazome is chal on everything. Like this, you ask me, Gekasha, since it became nifsal from the Gmeibe to Apostle Aedis Bishas Tvicha, how could be Hazome be chal on the Tvicha? Since they said, Bipas Achas, the Aedis of Tvicha, together with Aedis of Neve, the Horuyim Lahoyit Havi Bikulo Aedis. They were Roy to say Aedis in the whole Aedis. We'll come back to this. Avovadai im Loye Ido Bebasachas. If they did not say Aedis Bebasachas, Kshe Yuzmu ala Gneve, if you'll be Mazam them on the Gneve, Bein Bitchile. Bein besoit, if you were first mazim them on the gneve, you were first mazim them on the tvich, and then you mazim them on the gneve. Aber kvar nivselu mishas edis agneve. But whenever you mazim them on the gneve, they become posel mishas edis agneve, while edim psulim lechaile hazome. The Aedis Lav Klumi, an eight posel is Nishkain Aedis, is not an eight, it's not called they said Aedis. So Memel, there's no Din Hazome. So what does the Ravid say? Ru'uyim Lohoi Davi Bekulu Aedis. We'll see the Loshen of the Ravid later, but the Ravid understood Pshat as follows, that if the Aedim said, Gonav v'tovach, and the tovach is toich k'dei dibul to the gonav. It's ki'ilu, they said, gonav v'tovach b'basachas. Just like Zohar v'shoma b'diborechot nemru, so gonav v'tovach, since we said toich k'dei dibul, we said b'basachas. So we said gonav v'tovach b'basachas. So memele, so every eight zoimim, Zichah with the Aedis, it becomes possible. But if the Rega before the Aedis, he was Kosher Lahoyit, so Memel, that's the din of Eid Zayman. And Eid Zayman means this person was Kosher Lahoyit. Through the Aedis, he becomes possible. So that's the din of Eid Zayman. That's the Chiddush of Eid Zayman. That even though if we're Mevarer, but if we're mevarer that he said Eidus Sheker and he becomes posel Eidus Sheker, but since this is a person that was roi lahoi, so there's a noinish hazome. So that is what the Ravid in Rashi Dachsami are saying. That they're saying it was said bebasachas that since it was said teichedei dibo. So it's Keilu was said, Kimin Shidu ala kol bebasachas, chayle azome akula milsa. This is the Lashon of the Ravid, Torim lohoit ave bekula Aedis. Just like an Aedis Gneve, you understand I can be mazimim, because before he said Aedis Gneve, he was roi lohoit. So that's an Aed Zayman. So before he said Aedis Tvich, he also was Roy Lloyd, because Aedis Tvich was said mamish together with Aedis Gneve. It's Babasachas. It was said Babasachas. Toich Gedei Dibo makes it Babasachas. So Memele, so he's Roy Lloyd when he said the Aedis Tvich. We'll see a little better as the Sugya progresses, but this is L'chayre, the Teretz of the Gemara. Now, so hochi garsinon, shiidu bebasachas, gona vetovus basachas, vehuzmo. Now, vazome leich beslon, ibe basachas, ibe zechaze. Vazome is irrelevant how they were mazim. They could be mazim bebasachas and the gneven tviche. They could be mazim bezechaze. But this we have to make sure that the Zoma was on Tvicha Tchila. Now, what does Rashi mean that the Zoma is to be on the Tvicha first? So L'chayre Rashi means to say as follows. We had Rashi in the Mishnah. We're going to have a whole sugya soon if you say Akrosha Trilas HaZomer or Akrosha Lav Trilas HaZomer. If you hold Akrosha Lav Trilas HaZomer, that means B'shas Yurmazim the Eidim, their Eidim have to be Zaymim Im Lasais. That means their Eidis has to be Kayim. That means Al Yidei HaZomer, we're preventing them from accomplishing what they wanted to accomplish. But if when I'm after the HaZomer, they couldn't accomplish anything side by side, so then there's no einish of basisim like Kasha Zomer. They're not zaymim anymore. So Rashi means to say as follows, if you were first mazim them on the Gneve, so now after you mazim them on the Gneve, their edis on the Tviche cannot accomplish anything, because if they main Gneve ain't Tviche. So when Bishash you mazim them on the Tviche, the Tzviche was not any more Zomim Lasseis, they weren't Zomim Lasseis. So Memele, so because of that, they're potter to pay for the Tzviche, for the Eidus and Tzviche. So Rashi says no. First you amazim them and the Tzviche. They were Zomim Lasseis. That means the Eidus was good and they were Mechayiv, Dalad Vahey. So first amazim them and the Tzviche. So he take off the base of the gimel. And then there was still Zaymim Lasis on the Gneve. So then we go and Ramazim them on the Gneve. Now, so we fanfilled our Mishnah. Zuk the Gemara weiter, Leima Ketanoi. Hoyu Shnayim Meiden Oisei Shegona. Two Eides said that a person was Gona. Vehein Meiden Oisei Shetobach. They also say it was Tobach. Vehuzmu ala Gneve. And now you amazim them on the Gneve. Eidish shebotlo miktsoso botlo kulo. So the Eidis and the Tviche is not negeya. Let's see what Rashi says. Hayishnaim idin maishe shegone, vein natsmim naishe shetobach. Botlo kulo. Umishalmei kefil, so they'll pay kefil on the Eidus Shegonav. Vuhu potter, and he's potter on Tviche, the kivin de loigonav loitovach. So he's potter, the ganev is potter on Tviche. So since it's botlo miktsosa on the gneve, so since she can't prove that it was gonav, she's not mechuyev to pay for the tviche. Vafilu chozru vehuzmu ala tviche. Afilu we were mazim them on the tviche. They're also kturim. Because now Rashi Lucher means to say, al tzislom this of Hakrosha lav tchilas hazomer, because b'shas were mazim them on the tviche, their edus was not functioning anymore because im engneve ain't tviche, so it's edish shahukshu lubisayf uzmu, and we're going hakrosha lav tchilas hazomer. So memeila, that's why. If Afilu you'll be mazim them on the Tviche, he also won't be chayiv because the Eidus became bottle already. It's not accomplishing anything. So since that Sulchei Reishlin Shat, since it's bottle or miktosa, we were mazim them on the Gneve, So say legabi the ganef, and say legabi themselves, the edus and the tviche is worthless. Who's mu'ala tviche? What if you amazim them on the tviche? Who mishalem tashlume keifel? So he pays tashlume keifel. You only mazim them on the tviche, so the ganef pays tashlume keifel. Behein mishalmin tashlume shloisha. And they'll pay tashlume shloisha. He says, the kosher ha'idim and the gneiv, they were on huzah. So the ganef pays keifel. And they wanted him a mechayv and dalet vehei, behein mishalmin tashlume shloisha. Omar Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi said, now Rabbi Yossi is going to clarify or being chaylik on this bavel. You said that if you mazim them on the tviche, the ganer pays keifel, and they pays the gemul. So Rabbi Yossi said, "Bemed v'amamurim b'shtei idyas." By shtei idyas, you're right. But by one Eidus Shabotla Miktosa Botla Kulo. Now let us just understand the words what we're saying now, and then we're going to go back. But if it's one Eidus, and since their Eidus became Botla on the Tviche, it becomes Botla on the Gneve. That is what Rabbi Yossi is saying, and the Gemara is going to elaborate what does this mean. Frag the Gemara, first let's find out what you're saying. My b'shtei idyas, or my b'eidus achas. You're saying, b'shtei idyas, you mazim them on the tviche, they pay beis v'gimel, the ganav pays kefil, but eidus achas, the ganav doesn't pay anything. Ilaim a bishtei idius mamish bishtei kitos. Eidus achas means bekat achas bezeachaze. Speaking about one cat, was bezeachaze. Va'om Rabbi Yossi beeidus achas bekat achas bezeachaze. If you have one eidus, and the eidim said Sunday gona. Monday Tovach, and we're mazim them on what they said Monday. And that Rabbi Yossi said, so the ganav doesn't have to pay kefil, because you're mazim them on what they said Monday. Ki misade agneve, vahoda misade atviche, ki mitzime atviche, eide shabotla miktosa botla kula v'itzmelu agneve. Does this make sense? Does Rabbi Yossi make sense? If Eidim, one cat Eidim, Sunday they said Gona, Monday they said Tovach, in Tuesday were Mazim the Eidei Tviche. So does it make sense to say that Rabbi Yossi holds he doesn't have to pay kefil for Sunday? Shem Shemayim. How could that be? What does one thing ever shaitas with the other? We're Mazim them on the Tviche, and the Gneve one mazim them, so the ganav will pay kefil, and they'll pay beis v'gimel. Mehechi teisi hach. El olav. So you have to say pshat Rabbi Yossi. B'shtei idyas. B'medvul b'shtei idyas means be'edus achas ke'en shtei idyas. It was one kat edim, but it was similar to two idyas. Umayninu, what does that mean? One kat similar to two idiots. Kat achas boze achaze. Was one kat boze achaze. And then, Rabbi Yossi holds 100%. If they said, Sunday gona, Monday they said tovach, you amazim them on their haggadah of Monday, so that Zicha will pay kefil. The ganav will pay kefil for the Sunday Eidus. Avol be'edas achas be'bas achas loy. But Rabbi Yossi is telling us if it was, if it was be'bas achas, that means that they said gona v'tovach. And now we will mazim them on the tviche. So here Rabbi Yossi said, the ganav is potter to pay kefil on the gneiver. The sabrua, they all hold teich kedibu domi. My love, behoke mifligi. Derabonon sovri, derabonon, let it not differentiate, they hold, mikano lahabe and ifso. That when they mazim them on the tvichim, so they become puzzled, mishas hazome. The kim de mishai te komitzimi, atviche de komitzim itzim, agneve de loy mitzimi, loy itzim. Rabbi Yossi sova lomafreyo unifso. Rabbi Yossi hot lomafreyo unifso. The kim in de miyad, ki as hidu, hu de mifsili. When they said Eidus, they become posel already. Ki itzim uluhu atvichim, itzim uluhu nami agneivom, tatoich kidei dibul, kidibul domim. Now we have a meiridik, mechudishtik more, and there are two mahalchim in Rishonim how to understand this gemara, but let us first see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Huzmu ala tviche, v'loy ala gneiva. So it says, so they pay beis v'gimel, and the ganav pays kefil. So Rabbi Yossi said, b'med borim amurim, dehu mishalim kefil, that the ganav pays kefil, v'loy botol eides gneiva, b'shteyed yis. But one aid is, you won't have to pay kefil. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? Bekat achas bezeh achazeh, sheidu hayoim alagneiv, avomu bechad b'shabes gonev, v'lmocha alatvich avomu b'sheni b'shabes tovach. So you say, by kat achas, and you mazim them on the gneve, the ganav doesn't have to pay kefil. Omar Rabbi Yosef, the chiyomru lo sadi, imonu hayisem b'yoyim sheni, huzmo af al gneve she b'yoyim rishin, mehechi teisi hai. Tumor says no. Rabbi Yosef means as follows. Kat achas, that said, eidus gneve, and the day later they said, eidus tvichim. So then, if you mazim them on the tviche, so the ganav will still pay kefil. But that, what Rabbi Yossi said, that the kat achas, if you mazim them on the tviche, the ganav doesn't pay kefil, means kat achas bebas achas. Avol, let us see Rashi, Avol be'edis achas bepas achas. Sheheidu al shteyem zu besoich kedei dibul shel zu. That means the Edim said, gona v'tovach. Ve'omru be'echot b'shabes gona. That means the Eidim come Tuesday. The Eidim, Gneve, and Tvich come Tuesday. Veidig neven tviche say as follows. Bechad b'shabes gomer. Obisheini b'shabes tovach. Vuhuzmu al sheini b'shabes. And now, we were mazim the skat, an sheini b'shabes, sheini b'shabes imonu ayisa. Va'af al gav da echot b'shabes lo yitzim. No one was mazim them on Echad b'Shabbos. These are two different days. No one says, Sunday they said they saw a gnev in New York. Monday they said they saw a tvich in New York. Tuesday were mazim them. No, I'm sorry. They're coming Tuesday and they're saying they saw Sunday a gnev, Monday a tvich, and they're saying this Tuesday. They're saying this Tuesday. Wednesday, and they said this was Achas, they're saying, Gona v'yem Rishon, Tovach v'yem Sheni, they're saying this Tuesday. Wednesday, we have a Akat Eidim that says, how could you say that Tuesday, that you saw Monday at Tviche, you were in Florida Monday. So there Rabbi Yossi says, oh, if they were mazim then, they were in Florida Monday, so the ganef will not have to pay kefil for what they said they saw on Sunday. Zutrashi, va'af al gav, de'echot b'shabes lo yitzim. Why doesn't the ganef pay kefil? Miu, igole milse, the chiasut, when they said Eidus, they said Eidus on Tuesday, that it was Tovach on Monday, Gonav on Sunday, Psulim have it, they were Psulim. The Sava Rabbi Yossi Lemafreyu Hu Nifsal. Rabbi Yossi holds Lemafreyu Hu Nifsal. That it is possible Lemafreya. U Botlo Kol Eidis Oiso Sho Shekulo Eidis Achasi. Now, let us just try to understand what Rashi is saying over here. Tuesday, they come and say Eidus and Bezdin. Gonav, Sunday. Tovach, Monday. They're saying this Tuesday. Now, Eidim amazim them. How can you say Tovach, Monday? You on Florida Monday. We say Lamafreya hu nifso. So when do they become posel? From when they said Tovach. They said Tovach. They become new Solomon. Tovach. They become posel from Tovach. Steiten the Gemara. No. They become Nivso when they said Gonav. Now how does that work? Nivso is Nivso when you weren't mazim them on Gonav. On Gonav called the Kodesh. Then Nivso. Then he doesn't pay kefil the nifsal of bagona. Why the nifsal bagona? So let us look at the words of Rashi. We'll see later Rashi repeats these words also. The sova Rabbi Yosef mafreyo nifsal ubotlo kol oiso kol edis oiso sho the whole edis. They said gona vitavach. The whole edis came bottle. Shekulo Eidus Achasi. It's one big Eidus. It's one big Eidus. I'd just like to first read the Lashon of the Ravid on this Gemara. The Ravid says, L'mafreyo hu nifso, Mishas Eidus, Afal pishu huzma achazman, abyeisho zemafreyo nifso, so they become posel laedis, mishasa edis. Hilkach, kinen damrina. Taich kedai dibo kedibo dami. V'chazro hazoma l'mafreya achas haidis. We say l'mafreya nifsal. So it becomes nifsal from when he said the haidis. Al kol ma she'imo chazro. The psul haidis goes back, l'mafreya nifsal, al kol ma she'imo, whatever was together with the Eidus Tviche also becomes Nipsal. Vehine. Eidus, what was with the Eidus Tviche? Eidus Gneva. Stech de Dibbo. Vine Eidus Agneva, hoiso im Eidus Atviche, berega echot bedibur echot. The Raivet says, Moire de Kichedushim. That if they said Tovach, Toich Kidei Dibul Tegonav, so Lemaisa, we consider this, we look at this, Keilu, it was Gonav, V'Tovach, Berega Echod, B'Dibur Echod Nemru. So he said Gonav, V'Tovach, B'Dibur Echod. And when does he become possible like this? When he said the word Tovach. He said the word, because I'm afraid on this. So, and if he said the same time he said Tovach, he said Gonav, not he said Gonav 20 seconds before, where he really was, that's the reality. But in Lomdis, he said Gonav and Tovach together, and he becomes Nivsal from when he said Tovach. So it comes out, what type of a Yid said Gonav? Apostle Yid. He said Gonav B'Psul. He was Apostle Yid then. So I can't say the Gonav is Mechuyiv to pay Kefil. The one who said Gonav is Apostle Yid. Because he became Apostle when he said Tovach. And he said Gonav when he said Tovach. That's Bebat. That's the Loshon of the Raivit. Berega echod, bedibur echod, v'nifselu gam aleidus agneve. So he became possible when he said aleidus agneve. That is the svara of Rabbi Yossi. Now let's go a little further. We'll see how Rashi says the same thing. The Sova Rabbi Yossi Lamafreya Hu Nifsal Ubotlo Kol Eidus Oysa Sho, the whole Eidus, which means the Eidus Gneva also became Botl, Shekula Eidus Achasi, everything is one Eidus. Kedei Dibu Lekama Meforish. That's the Svore of Rabbi Yossi. The Tanakhama says, Mikan lahab miyoim shehuzmu, v'loy miyoim sheidu. The Tanakhama says, when you masim him on Tvichi, he becomes posuleidis mishas hazom ve'ilach. So, the Gneve that was said before, that is, the Gneve was said to Makoshrei. A Gneve, the loy mitzim, loy itzim. The Aval Gav Trashi Nachamo, the Vado, the Yasidulei, I Gneve and Tvicha was said by Basachas, that's a Matisse, I've taken a Dibuke Dibudami, it was said by Basachas, Abuloi Askel Psulayim Eishait, but he didn't become Postle then. When he said Gneve, he didn't become Postle. When he said Tvicha, he didn't become Postle. The name that we should say, that means, the name we should say Avagav Dechad B'Shabes Lo Itzu Miu Shas Eidusum Shas Paslos Hoiso, to say that when they, even though he wasn't Itzum on the Gneve, but he was possible when he said the Gneve, you can't say this if you hold Mikan El Abo Nifso, because he first became possible when they were Masimim on the Tviche. So the Eidus Gneva was said Bekashris. But Rabbi Yossi holds l'mafreyu nifsal. So memele itzmulu nami agneve. So he became posel bishas gneve. So Rashi says that they have to take this with a grain of salt. Hay itzmu lav azom edavke l'shalim omer. I don't mean to say he has to pay for the gneve. It wasn't itzm on the gneve. It was only itzim on the tviche. Ele itzeluhu agnevi. It became apostle bishas gnevi. Mishum psul edis. Because he was there, because he became apostle edis. Now looking back at this Gemara, we'll see a moiridike chidush, a chidush niflo. And the Rishonim asked this kasha. We see a chiddush niflo. The Gemara asked Akasha in our Mishnah, when you were mazim them on the tviche, and then you were mazim them on the gneve. So the Gemara asked Akasha, so why they mechuyif to pay for the tviche if you hold l'mafreyu nifsal? So it was nifsalvari from the Gneve. So it was posoleidus bishas tviche. So why did he have to pay on the tviche? He was chuzam before. So already he was posoleidus from the shas Gneve. Why does he have to pay on the hazoma on the tviche? That was the Gemara's kasha. That's the Gemara's at a teretz b'basacha. Asachas Shalom al Yisrael. Here we have the Nahapachu. You were mazim them on the Tviche, and the Eidus Gneve becomes bottle because it was Bebasachas. So we're saying, L'chayre Tufa Keltes Voris. We're saying that even if they were mazim them on the later Haggadah, but since the previous Agoda was that Toich Yedei Dibbo to the later Agoda, so the previous Agoda is also apostle. So Basachas helps that we go retro, we passel the previous Agoda. And here we ask the Kasha, if there were Mazdim them on the Gneve, so he was possible from the Gneve, so why do you pay Kasha Zomam on the Tviche? So he said, no, it was Basachas, so he was kosher by the Tviche. So it's mamish, this Basachas is mind-boggling. Here we're saying Basachas makes them kosher on the Tviche, and here Basachas makes them possible on the Gneve. I was Mazdim on the Gneve, he was kosher by the Tviche. I was Mazdim on the Tviche, he's posel on the Gneve. And everything works because of Basachas. So it's doch mind-boggling. So according to the Raive, and that's Merashi holds also like this, it's Meiridik. When you're speaking about a problem, the whole Oynish of Eid Zoymim is if this person is a kosher aid before he said the aidis. Well, if a person says, Gona v'tovach basachas, you have to say, he said, v'dibar echad b'regechot. Gona was said 1 o'clock, tovach was said 1 o'clock. Don't look at the second here, and it was said 5 seconds after. Gona and tovach was said 1 o'clock. Was he kosher aidis the minute before he said these words? Yeah, he's kosher aidis. So this is a candidate for Azoma, a person who's kosher Eidus. And he said Eidus, who are Mazim, he gets Ein Shei Azoma. So he was kosher Eidus a second before 1. 1 o'clock he said Gonav, 1 o'clock he said Tovach, some Emele, and you are Mazim them on both. Some Emele, so there's an Einish Kasher Azoma on the Gonav and on the Tovach. That is, if you're asking me a shaila, if there should be Oinshei Hazome on the Tova, and you think he was already Muslim on the Gonav, so he's postulatus on the Tova, said, no, he said Tova the same second he said Gonav. So, Memele, so you have to look a minute before the Eidus. 4 days it was a kosher to eat. Masha ain't came. Here we're speaking about if the ganef will be chayiv kefil. If the ganef will be chayiv kefil and gonaf, if it was mazim them on tovach. So Rabbi Yossi said he won't. The ganef won't be mechayiv kefil. Why not? Because since when he does become posel, tovach v'gonav nemru v'dibur echot v'rega echot. So when I said tovach with this agod, I become posel, and b'shas I'm saying tovach, I said gonav also. So memelo we're hearing gonav from a posel at 8. So memelo therefore the ganav does not have to pay kefil.